told you about the proposed ban on the jab resolution coming from Lee County Republicans. Now we have the full resolution in writing, and we have it directly from the person who wrote it. Now this resolution is short. It's to the point, calling the vaccine a biological and technological weapon. That's just in the first sentence. He also cites a number of 8 sources that he calls supporting data. Now Wink News reporter Michael Hudak joins us in downtown Fort Myers. Michael, what is the person behind all this telling you today?
And they believe that the COVID-19 is in fact a biological weapon.
I'm from Southwest Florida.
Dr. Joe Sansone is a licensed psychotherapist who believes in absolutes.
The Lee County Republican Party is going to be on the vanguard of this campaign to stop the genocide, because we have foreign non-governmental entities that are unleashing biological weapons on the American people.
Is the COVID-19 vaccine and any mRNA vaccine a bioweapon?
The injections meet both the definition, the legal definition in the state of Florida as a bioweapon.
So Sansone wants the governor to take action.
So here's the resolution. It's called the Ban the Jab Resolution. Whereas strong and credible evidence exists that COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons.
His Ban the Jab Resolution demands Ron DeSantis ban the sale and distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine in Florida.
Coerced injections, masks, and lockdowns, violations of the Nuremberg Code and the Ninth Amendment, and therefore crimes against humanity. Governor DeSantis, you need to take these off the market immediately. They are biological weapons. The Attorney General must immediately seize these vials immediately.
You guys need to listen to this.
What's spooky, Doc, is that we're at this stage of the human race. We're right back to where humanity was at the time of Noah.
As in the days of Noah.
Yes. When the Nephilim was changing humanity.
Right.
And Noah and his family were the only ones pure left on the planet. Right now, the only pure humans, when I say pure, I'm talking about humanity, DNA as made originally by God, unaltered by man's science. The only pure humans still remaining on the earth right now are the unvaccinated. If you have been vaccinated, you have allowed these new Nimrods to change your DNA. Your body will never be the same. You can't reverse it. We heard Dr. Malone say yes, you can't reverse it.
Right.
He's the inventor of messenger RNA technology. He said you can't reverse it. So the process has begun.
You know, their CDC reports as of today, 92% of Americans have taken at least one shot. 79% have taken 2 or more shots, but only 16% are keeping up with these boosters. So that tells you, listen, you know, if the goal was to get a needle in every arm, our government did it. And Americans complied. It wasn't like we dissuaded anybody from taking the vaccines, but they simply didn't work. And now we're suffering the fallout. The short-term damage was enormous. And we're seeing these broad categories of cardiovascular, neurologic, hematologic, and immunologic damage and injuries. We have now estimates, 3 different sources, estimates that in the first year the campaign published, 250,000 Americans lost their lives with the vaccine, almost everybody within 30 days of taking it. And now the current estimates are, if we use standard underreporting factors from our vaccine event reporting system, the current tally now is 509,000 Americans have lost their life with the vaccine. That's a disastrous 2-year campaign. That's worse than a war. People have died after the injection.
Нечика и каких-то паразитов. Вот видите, да?
Возможно, живут в нас.
Да, возможно, живут в нас. И смотрите, как много. Это в каждой Это не кишки, это отдельные организмы.
Беленькие, черненькие.
Они белые, черные, их очень много.
То есть блондины.
Я вот переживаю, мы тут пьем воду, так что Алма-Ата может скоро пополниться. Все, это ее уже.
Вот тогда вот сердце, маленькая. Кстати. Вот здесь вот сердце ее. И биться перестало.
Ебиться.
Давай, считаем. Подожди, сейчас мы. Так, убираем пациента со стола. Он еще живой?
Да, вот. То есть ему неплохо, там пусть всякие инсинуации зелья.
El paso nuevo, dile por dónde vamos a comer mariscos.
Y'all get ready to blow it up. You know what's going to happen in 2023? They are going to manipulate your minds against our food supply. Why is eggs $8 a carton? Because of inflation, because we're having trouble producing eggs right now. Bullshit, y'all. I'm a family farmer rancher. They're regulating us higher than ever. The big corporations, investor farms, are screwing every small family farmer rancher from being American grown. The federal government is shooting cattle because they can, and they will continue to push alternatives into your diet and make you believe that it's healthier for you. I'm just going to let you know, we are not the enemy. We are the ones producing and providing your food. And middle-class Americans and small business owners, you better get ready for war because it's coming. We are trying our best to keep our food security, and the government is trying to take that away.
Eggs are suddenly more dangerous than crack or heroin, according to the global elites who say they want to ban people from consuming them for their own good. You can shoot up street heroin and go about your day without any problems in most instances, but if you consume an egg, you may find that your brain hemorrhages, your heart suddenly stops beating, or your face becomes paralyzed, according to a stunning warning issued by scientists working on behalf of the global elite. Scientists are now warning the public that consuming eggs could cause blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. In what appears to be another example of the global elite attempting to distract the public from the real cause of the surge in heart problems since the jab rollout, scientists now want us to believe that a nutrient found in eggs increases the risk of blood clotting. The idea that eggs, which are a highly nutritious protein source and a staple in people's diets around the world, could be the source of a spike in sudden cardiac arrests and strokes is ridiculous enough to be dismissed without prejudice. But when you dig a little deeper into what the scientists want us to believe, it gets even more ridiculous. The study, conducted by the Cleveland Clinic, suggested that choline makes the blood more prone to clotting and you should stop eating eggs immediately.
Don't ignore the warning signs. Your secret sin is harming you in more ways than you realize. Even if you hide your sin really well and you're confident that nobody knows what you're doing, that secret is still destroying your life. Your loved ones may never see the root, which is the sin itself, but they will experience the fruit, which is the person your secret turns you into. Sin destroys your character, especially when you're hiding it. Sin produces anger, paranoia, impatience, selfishness, and dishonesty. It negatively affects who you are as a spouse, as a parent, as a friend. Conquer your sin, or it will conquer you.
Is there a sinful habit from which you're struggling to break free? I can assure you that no matter how long you've dealt with this issue, you can be free. The Bible says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The more of God's word that you receive, the stronger you'll become in overcoming temptation. Surrender to the Holy Spirit isn't a feeling. It's simple obedience to God's word. If you want to live a life spent for the glory of God, it takes daily self-denial. In terms of influence, you can't be full of the Holy Spirit if you're full of yourself. Take up your cross, lay aside your desires, and embrace His will. Daily acts of obedience amount to divine destiny. There's no limit to what God can do with a life surrendered to the Holy Spirit.
Earlier this year, Instagrammer Niza.Idris was running a live stream chatting to their followers when some strange things began to happen. Take a look. Watching that again as the Instagrammer chats to her audience in the live stream, the lights in the apartment begin to flicker. You can even see a shadow moving on the right of frame. After this, things only get more unsettling. Watch. Clearly, the Instagrammer's roommate is acting strangely. She lets out a horrible scream and the clip comes to an abrupt end.
Okay, stop.
The eerie thing is, this all happened while on live stream. Viewers were left dumbfounded by the event and struggled to explain what had happened. Of course, there's a chance it was all acted out. However, the harder thing to explain is that strange shadow that passes down the hallway. This would be pretty hard to pull off while on a live stream. So what do you think's going on here? Well-orchestrated live hoax or genuinely something creepy? Drop your thoughts down below.
Jang Yeon-suk is an actor. He's seen here doing the Eye of Horus one-eye symbolism, just like the rest of the world seems to do. This is something, it's not nothing. You know, we've been doing this for years, brothers and sisters, and everyone else watching. I sure hope people can see that this is the world, so they can let go of certain things in the world and run to Jesus Christ. He's doing one-eye symbolism here again, and he's doing the Grand Pontiff Freemason point. He's successful in this fallen world, so he's got the sign of success on his hand, which is 666. He's doing it again there. Keeps the vow of silence about the biblical world, most likely about Freemasonry, and about fame, fortune, and success. He's doing it again there. Is he going to take a bite out of that apple? Hey, is he going to take a bite out of that apple? He's taking a bite out of that apple. And along with that, he does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. He does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands. This is deception from the father of lies, and it's the pride of humanity to pose like this. The whole world is like this. God bless you, everyone.
I got fatigue, dizziness, hindrance, generational stuff like rejection, abandonment, broken heart.
If you want prayer, just stand up.
Hello. I'm Tatiana. And yeah, for endo, please. Endometriosis.
So, inflammation, okay? Remember I was talking about inflammation in the abdomen? Okay, bleeding, inflammation, endometriosis. Okay, so we believe the Holy Spirit's already doing the healing. Okay. Lower back. And again, endometriosis. Okay, just come over here for a moment. Just come over here. That's power God going through you. Going into the fibroids, endometriosis, be healed. In Jesus' name. What's happening? What do you feel happening?
I just feel God's peace coming down through me.
So here's what we're gonna do, right? You know you're a sinner. We all know you're a sinner. We're all sinners. So this isn't even about you being a sinner. Most people would say he's got sin in his life, that's why he has that. But you got sin in your life.
I thought that. I think that too.
I think you all do. Well, let me show you something, even though you have it in your life. I'm about to crush that doctrine, okay? So this knee hurts.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna stand right here. Right? See, because the word says that God lives in you, that His Spirit dwells in you. Right? And He dwells in you too if you give your life to Him. And you have. And you're like, what, 14?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what happens. What's in me and what's Him can only be one thing. Right? We can unite, we come together in Christ. But we're going to come together right on that knee. Right? And so what's going to happen is without you even knowing anything, bend your knee. What's going on?
I mean, I don't know.
Still hurt?
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean,
before it hurt, but now you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, so don't lift your arm yet, but if you raise your arm, it's going to hurt, right? Hold on, don't lift it.
Yeah, it hurts when I lift it, trust
me. Okay, so when you lift it, it hurts.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. You stand over here. It's his shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. But you didn't tell me what shoulder it was. So I'm standing right here, right? Looking around. Lift that arm up.
I could actually feel it. I mean, I could feel it. Man, what is that about?
What? What is what about?
Praise God.
What is that about?
Okay, now, did I pray?
I can lift
them
up now
on
my left. I could never do that before.
Okay, now did I pray?
I don't know.
What did I do right now?
Just stood beside
her. But what did I do? Okay, so this is where I tell you what happened. Okay? I'm this guy that's paid, right? They pay me to trick people. So I come out and I trick you. Right? It's like candid camera. Right? And I actually take the pain from you by tricking you. Is that cool? Is that possible? No, bro. This is the gospel. The Bible says that men of God do not choose to follow Christ, bro. that in his name, signs and wonders will follow, confirming the word. I'm confirming that I'm a man of God by showing you that. Not by trying to explain to you that I'm a man of God, but by showing you that I'm a man of God. And that pain's not going to come back.
Come on.
In Jesus' name, I just speak to that rotator cuff, and I command you in the name of Jesus to not return. You will not enter him anymore. Pain, you totally leave. You will not come back. Me, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. You will no longer hurt. You will bend. You will do all the things you've done before. And when he goes to his chiropractor, wherever he goes, you'll get a clean bill of health. Because a man of God spoke that into your life. Not because you deserved it. You all deserve death. Not because you had sin in your life. But because Jesus loves you, man.
That's all right. I like that.
Praise God.
Okay? Because Jesus loves you. Right?
Yeah.
And we all need an encounter by the living God, bro. We just have one. My name is Pete, man. I love you, brother.
All right, I appreciate it.
So do something you could not do before.
I just did it. Pick them up.
Do it again.
That's just something I've never been able to do. Just pick them up and let them on.
Thank you.